capital ship for an ocean trip was walloping window blind. No gale that blew dismayed her crew or troubled the captain's mind. The man at the wheel was made to feel contempt for the wildest blow. Oh, oh, oh. Though it often appeared when the gale had cleared that he'd been in his bunk below. And then blow your winds high-ho, a rove and I will go. Say no more on Canada's shore, so let the music play. Hey. I'm off on the morning train, across the raging main. I'm off to my love with the boxing glove 10,000 miles away. The bosun's mate was very sedate, yet fond of amusement. He played hopscotch with starboard watch while the captain tickled the crew. And the gunner we had was apparently mad, for he sat on the after rail and fired salutes with the captain's boots in the teeth of a booming gale. The captain sat on the commodore's hat and dined in a royal on toasted pigs and pickles and figs and gunnery bread each day. The cook was Dutch and behaved as such, for the diet he gave the crew was a number of tons of hot cross buns served up with sugar and glue. We all fell ill as mariners will on a diet that's cheap and we shivered and shook as we dumped the cook in a tub of his gruesome food. Then nautical pride we laid aside as we cast the vessel ashore on the Gulliby Isles where the poo-poo smiles and the alligator roars. A capital ship for an ocean trip was a walloping window blind. No gale that blew dismayed her crew or troubled the captain's mind. The man at the wheel was made to feel contempt for the wildest blow. Though it often appeared when the gale had cleared that he'd been in his bunk below. Then blow your winds high-ho, a rove and I will go. I'll stay no more on Canada's shore, so let the music play. I'm off on the morning train, across the raging main. I'm off to my love with a boxing glove 10,000 miles away. I'm off to my love with a boxing glove 10,000 miles away.